Tourism in Southeast Asia is reeling from the effects of the virus that causes severe acute respiratory syndrome. But relatively untouched Thailand is still attracting intrepid backpackers. They come in all sizes, shapes, and colors, and from nearly all corners of the world. The one thing these young and not so young travelers have in common is the refusal to stop traveling just because of a virus. As infections from severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, rise daily, hotel and travel agents throughout Asia are flooded with cancellations. But the backpackers travel on, saying they have little chance of catching the flu-like virus in Thailand. Adam, a backpacker in his 20s, talks to VOA from the traditional backpacker's haven of Bangkok's Khao San Road.
Yeah, I mean, I first heard about it in south of China, just before I went to Hanoi. And Hanoi was then one of the hotspots, so it was a worry, but it hasn't really stopped me. I'm still going anyway, my plans haven't changed at all.
Unlike Adam, Amy and Chris Barrett from Brisbane, Australia, say they are worried about SARS because they are traveling with their four-year-old daughter, Sinai.
We started traveling about 3 weeks ago.
We thought about it, but we were at the time going to Brunei and Malaysia and Thailand, and when we left, none of those countries had any reported cases, and Australia did, so we thought, well.
Amy's husband, Chris, has other concerns.
I'm more concerned about malaria, tetanus, and SARS. It only kills like 4% of the people that get it anyway.
Both Amy and Chris say they feel Thailand is safe, while their daughter says she is just having fun.
Well, I may watch a new friend join this.
Mimi from the Khao San Road Pharmacy says pharmacies along the street are doing brisk business selling face masks. No travelers on the famous street could be seen wearing them, although recent Thai legislation requires travelers from infected areas to wear face masks for 10 days after arrival.
I sell a lot because many people are aware about SARS, and well, normally people came here to ask me about the SARS. For myself, my responsibility, I recommend not only protect by the mask, but also themselves should be healthy from inside, such as they should take some vitamin C.
One travel agent named Joy says the backpacker business along Khao San Road has not slowed down, but the same could not be said of the business traveler. Jittery upscale travelers are canceling up to 90% of reservations in five-star hotels.
I think a lot of backpackers still here, but if for the business people, I think they don't come this area anymore, or maybe they don't come to Thailand, they just move to another country.
Tourist shop owner on Khao San Road, Phisak, says business is booming.
Now everything is coming better, you know, because everybody coming to Bangkok.
Not everyone agrees with Phisak. Some hotel and restaurant owners along the street say business is down and blame it on a combination of the SARS virus and the war in Iraq. Others, like travel agent Bong Kong, say their businesses are suffering as many backpackers cancel reservations to other Asian destinations harder hit by SARS.
This year, the business are lower than last year because many problems on this year. Like example, very a problem for us about SARS because a lot of people come to refund the ticket to Singapore, to Hong Kong, to Vietnam, to China.
American backpacker Casey, who is traveling with her husband Dave, says SARS has completely upended their plans.
We had planned on going to Southeast Asia, changed our plans, we're now going to India instead. With a quick stop here, but we do have our supply of masks.
Thailand for years has been trying to steer away from its reputation as a backpacker's paradise. But with the drop in business and upscale tourism, Thailand may well need the backpackers. According to the Tourism Authority of Thailand, of the 10 million visitors to the country last year, about one-third were in the 18 to 30-year age bracket and spent a total of 30 million baht. This is money the country will need if it is to weather the crisis SARS has created for the tourism industry in Asia. Nancy Millie Collins for VOA News,